From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 20th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from ARS Technica Science. India's first privately developed rocket reaches orbit on dramatic debut launch. Indian space officials celebrated the debut flight of Skyroot Aerospace's Vikram 1 rocket, India's first fully commercial satellite launcher, as a grand success Saturday after an on-target climb into a 280-mile-high orbit following liftoff from an island spaceport in the Bay of Bengal. The Vikram 1 lifted off from India's primary spaceport on Sriharikota Island at 1:35 a.m. EDT 0635 UTC Saturday around midday at the launch base along India's southeast coast. The launch was delayed more than a half hour to resolve a last-minute technical problem. Next, second, from Ars Technica. India's first privately developed rocket reaches orbit on dramatic debut launch. Indian space officials celebrated the debut flight of Skyroot Aerospace's Vikram 1 rocket, India's first fully commercial satellite launcher, as a grand success Saturday after an on-target climb into a 280-mile-high orbit following liftoff from an island spaceport in the Bay of Bengal. The Vikram 1 lifted off from India's primary spaceport on Sriharikota Island at 1:35 a.m. EDT 0635 UTC Saturday around midday at the launch base along India's southeast coast. The launch was delayed more than a half hour to resolve a last-minute technical problem. Up next, third, from Ars Technica. India's first privately developed rocket reaches orbit on dramatic debut launch. So, I wanted to give you the lowdown on India's first privately developed rocket, Vikram 1. It successfully reached orbit on its debut launch, which was considered a grand success by Indian space officials. The rocket, developed by Skyroot Aerospace, lifted off from an island spaceport in the Bay of Bengal after a brief delay to resolve a technical issue. Vikram 1 is a bit smaller than India's usual workhorses, but it's still capable of putting 770 pounds into low Earth orbit, which is a decent payload capacity. What's interesting is that Vikram 1 is actually larger than Rocket Lab's Electron launch vehicle, which is the world's most successful small satellite launcher. So, this is a notable achievement for Skyroot Aerospace, and it could potentially open up new opportunities for private space companies in India. The launch was also notable for being a fully commercial satellite launcher, which means it was developed and operated entirely by a private company. It's worth noting that Vikram 1's payload capacity is still relatively modest compared to some of the bigger rockets out there. But for a debut launch, this is a great start, and it shows that Skyroot Aerospace has some potential. I'll be keeping an eye on this company and seeing how they progress in the future. One thing that might be worth watching is how Vikram 1 compares to other small launch vehicles on the market. As the industry continues to evolve, we're seeing more and more companies develop their own small rockets, and it's interesting to see how they stack up against each other. And then, fourth, from Storyflow AI, Daily AI, Brief, July 19th, from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. July 19th, Tech Roundup, 5 stories, here's number 1. Let's get into it. First, from the Decoder. AI chatbots reading x-rays can be dangerously confident even when they're wrong. So I was digging into this benchmark test called Radley 2.0, and it's specifically designed to see how well AI models do in radiology, basically how well they can read x-rays and diagnose problems. The thing that caught my attention is that a lot of these AI models are delivering wrong findings, but they're doing it with complete confidence. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. Projectile strikes near Urmia, as Middle East tensions keep crypto markets on edge. A projectile strike near Urmia in Iran's West Azerbaijan province extends 2026's pattern of Middle East escalations, driving Bitcoin volatility and crypto. The Post projectile strikes near Urmia as Middle East tensions keep crypto markets on edge appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, 6th, from Channel News Asia, Faisal Ibrahim apologizes to residents after resigning from politics. The former acting minister in charge of Muslim affairs resigned on Monday, July 20, after his interactions with a woman fell short of standards required of a political office holder and member of parliament, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong said. And then, 7th, from The Guardian World, ban on protests outside synagogues and Jewish schools should be considered, Dreyfus tells Royal Commission. Former Attorney General also describes receiving anti-Semitic abuse, saying he was labeled a genocidal Zionist. Get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. Former Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has called on governments to consider banning protests outside synagogues and Jewish schools, invoking a high court decision allowing restrictions outside abortion clinics. The federal Labour backbencher has told the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion the laws should be considered in the light of a 2019 High Court decision, which upheld safe access zone laws in Victoria annexed. 8th, from The Guardian UK, Andy Burnham says he will go faster than Starmer. Why is that so hard? Is the machinery of state jammed, or is the reason for the slow pace of change more personal than institutional? 18 months into the 24, it turned out he would last in no 10. Keir Starmer was a man in a hurry. The biggest frustration with the job, he told MPs, concerned speed and the ability to get things done. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Top, Ryanair profit hit by rising oil prices, forcing fare stimulus. Ryanair Holdings PLC said profit dropped by 34% in its fiscal first quarter as the Middle East conflict hikes the price of oil and dents consumer desire to travel, forcing the company to stimulate demand with lower fares even in the peak summer season. And then, 10th, from RFI English, France's controversial Riposte public disorder law faces final test. France's controversial Riposte law, aimed at strengthening the state's response to urban unrest and public disorder, is set to face a decisive test on Monday when a joint parliamentary committee will study versions adopted by the National Assembly and the Senate. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.